Great Scott. It's time for the Geek News with J-Stu and K-Stu.
News team, assemble!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's Geek News. I'm sitting here in the Geek Studio with K-Stu.
Oh, I'm not lovely this week.
You're lovely. Hopefully she won't break into Miley Cyrus' glove.
Oh, it's recording. Stuck in my head, and it's annoying the poop out of me.
Yeah, well, it's Miley Cyrus, naked on a hook.
On a wrecking ball.
On a wrecking ball, if you
hook.
Will. All right.
The song's not called Hook, and that's not the one I'm singing anyway.
All right. Well, yeah, we had a lot to talk about. Some important stuff happened this past week, and I'm going to kick things off with some casting news. Grant Gustin has been cast in the role of Barry Allen, also The Flash, and is slated to appear in episodes 8, 9, and 20 of the second season of Arrow. This was announced Friday evening. Barry Allen is a Central City assistant police forensic investigator who arrives in Starling City to help with a series of unexplained robberies that may have a connection to a tragedy in his past. That's what the studio's official description of the character was this weekend. And apparently, Barry is obsessed with the Arrow, and he also works with Oliver and Felicity to solve the crime that brought him right into the dangerous world of the vigilante. That's the press release.
Okay.
So, you actually know this kid who's playing Barry Allen.
Yeah, I do.
He was on Glee. He was a recurring member of the all-male group The Warblers. I think he was the guy that threw the rock salt in the slushy.
He was.
He
was a bully.
Looking at his picture, I don't see him as Barry Allen. I was expecting like maybe a slightly older guy to be playing Barry.
Oh, okay. I guess I don't know what Barry Allen should look like, so I was okay with it.
He's an older blonde guy.
He's pretty.
All right. I'm not going to try to judge until I see the episodes, though, so he might be all right.
He's pretty. That is all.
He can throw rock salt in people's faces and run real fast.
Yes.
So funny enough, that wasn't getting really any negative publicity, unlike the Ben Affleck Batman thing.
Yeah.
Like every set I went to, like, oh, I don't know the kid, but I'm sure he can act. So I guess we'll see. They're going to start filming that one at the end of September. So that'll be probably in a couple months that we'll get to see it on the CW.
Perhaps.
So what do you have for us?
Lionsgate announced Saturday that four-time Academy Award nominee Julianne Moore has joined the cast of The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Parts 1 and 2 as President Elle McCoyne in the leader of the rebellion against the Capitol. Moore will star opposite Academy Award winner Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson. That's a fun name to say, Josh Hutcherson. And Liam Hemsworth in the third and fourth installments of the global blockbuster Hunger Games. Those movies are going to be released in November 2014 and November 2015.
In the meantime, Catching Fire is out in this November?
Yes.
I forgot that they split up the third one into two movies.
I'm sorry that you forgot that.
It's okay.
I remembered.
Is that good news for you?
Sure.
Do you remember reading that character in the book?
Yeah, I don't remember actually having cast it. I like Julianne Moore, so.
She's a good actress.
She's hot.
She is. She has a good Boston accent on 30 Rock.
She's a crazy Boston accent on 30 Rock.
She does. Well, if you're a Doctor Who fan, then I have some good news and some bad news for you. Let's get the good news first. The BBC has announced the title and running time of the 50th anniversary special that's coming out this November. It's going to be called The Day of the Doctor, and it will be 75 minutes long. We already knew that it's going to be starring Matt Smith and David Tennant's coming back. And this weekend, Peter Davison, the fourth Doctor and father-in-law of David Tennant, has been confirmed as appearing in the special as well. That's pretty cool. There's rumors that
Paul McGann, who played the Doctor in the 1996 Fox movie, is going to make a cameo as well. So this is going to be all right.
Yes.
Want the bad news?
No.
No. Well, I got to give it. According to a recent news report, season 8 of the series won't start until the autumn of 2014, meaning that we are more than a year away until the next season of Doctor Who featuring the new Doctor, Peter Capaldi. So we have the 50th anniversary in November. We have the Christmas special in December where Matt Smith regenerates into Peter Capaldi. And then no new episodes for about 10 months.
That's hot. That sucks.
You'd think they'd want to showcase this new Doctor off like a lot quicker than that, right?
I would think so, but what do I know?
So, to put this in our terms, when they made this announcement, Diana was just going into grade 3. She's going to be in grade...
Graduating college.
Yeah. Halloween of grade 4 when they put out this new season.
It's okay. She's very excited about going into grade 4. She's done 1 week of grade 3 and is ready for grade 4.
That's cool. And they also put out the first teaser poster for the 50th anniversary as well. And it's got Tennant on one side, Smith on the other side. In the middle, it's got John Hurt walking out of this big, huge collage that has the Bad Wolf and a Weeping Angel and the Pandorum and Pandorica?
Pandorica.
Pandorica. So it's going to be crazy.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
So in other news, HBO has announced that True Blood will end its run after the series' 7th season next summer. The 7th season will have 10 episodes, and executive producer Brian Buckner says fans of the show can expect it to end powerfully. As we take a final walk through Bon Temps together, we will do our very best to bring Sookie's story to a close with heart, imagination, and of course, fun, he said.
Now, are you going to try and catch up before that happens?
I got a year.
We're only behind a season.
Yeah, and I can't believe how, non-urgent this is to me. Oh, I'll wait till the season's done. It's been done for a couple weeks now.
This used to be a major
Probably
event.
I should get around to looking into that.
This used to be a major event for you.
Yeah.
Every year.
And I was just so unimpressed with this past season that I don't care.
I even caught up and watched 2 seasons just so I could watch season 3 with you on time. Oh, I'm curious to see how they're going to end it. Do you think anyone major will die? Are you familiar with the books? Does anyone die in them? Well, they do, but...
The books are so far off from the show that it doesn't even matter, honestly.
Well, considering Lafayette died in the first book?
Yeah.
And then he was a major character on the show?
Yeah, so right there.
We really shouldn't go by the books then, I guess.
Not so much.
All right. What else do we have here? Well, Disney has moved up the release date of Ant-Man from its original late fall release date for a summer opening. The comic book adaptation was originally scheduled for November 6, 2015, which was the same day as a little independent film directed by a little-known director named Sam Mendes, the follow-up to Skyfall. That was going to come out the same day. Skyfall, the movie that made $1 billion worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Can't understand why they'd want to move Ant-Man away from that. Ant-Man comes out 3 months after Avengers 2 now, instead of, I think it was 6 months after Avengers 2 originally.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the first movie in Phase 3 of the Marvel movie universe. Still no word on who's playing Ant-Man. I'm going to guess Simon Pegg, but I could be wrong.
It would be kind of cool if it was.
Considering he just posted a picture of him at the Marvel offices pointing to a picture of Ant-Man. So that's kind of cool.
Yes. Director Roland Emmerich has revealed that Will Smith could possibly return to star in Independence Day 2. This is just under 3 months after saying Smith would not participate in the sequel. It's changing every month. To put a sequel together of that magnitude is an enormous undertaking, Emmerich said. I sometimes say, no, Will Smith will not be in it, because he didn't want to do it at first. Now we have a meeting planned, and we want to talk about it again. Anything can happen.
Here's my theory. Two words. After Earth.
Yep. Independence Day 2 has been scheduled for a July 2015 release.
That After Earth movie was the worst movie of his career. Yep. So, of course, the next day he's going to be, yeah, I'll do Independence Day.
So, yeah, what? I'm going to be attached to something that already has a built-in audience? Okay.
It was like Schwarzenegger earlier this year. He had that, I don't remember the name of it. He was in a comeback movie with Johnny Knoxville, which bombed so hard that the next day, maybe 2 days later, yeah, I'm in the next Terminator movie, which he declined to mention before that day. So, maybe you should have not been in a starring role with your son in an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Maybe.
Oh, goodness me. So, a couple of weeks ago, we reported that the character of Amanda Waller would be coming to the show Arrow. Well, now we know that Cynthia Adai Robinson has been cast in the role. She previously appeared in The Vampire Diaries and Spartacus. In the comics, Waller runs the Suicide Squad, which will be introduced in Season 2. That's going to feature Deadshot teaming up with the Bronze Tiger. Look it up on Google.
Do it.
So previously, there's been two actresses that have played Waller. Pam Grier played her on Smallville. And Angela Bassett played her in the Green Lantern movie with Ryan Reynolds. That's kind of exciting. More DC Comics continuity with Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. Can't wait to see it.
He's going to have his shirt off on the poster.
Again?
I guess. It was big news on IMDb.
He had his shirt off on every bit of marketing from that show last year. I guess if I had a body like that, I might have my shirt off, but probably not. Alright, you got anything else for us?
I do. Let us see. So, a few weeks back, we announced that Charlie Hunnam and Dakota Johnson had been cast as the leads in the 50 Shades of Grey movie. Well, it turns out that fans of the book were angered by this casting. Many have taken to change.org and are petitioning Hollywood executives and for James to replace Hunnam and Johnson with fan favorites Matt Bomer and Alexis Bledel. Producers of the film have defended the casting, explaining chemistry, talent, and availability had a lot to do with their choice. I could kind of see Matt Bomer and Alexis Bledel.
Right.
She's the Gilmore Girls chick, right?
Yeah, I don't know enough about the characters. So.
But I think Charlie Hunnam and Dakota Johnson are going to do great in it. That's just me. I guess I'm alone.
This change.org website, I've never heard of it before the Ben Affleck thing.
I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah?
And I think I've actually signed a petition or two on there. There were legit petitions for, like, real global change, okay. Not... I don't think Ben Affleck should be Batman. That's the voice that those petitions make.
Because after this 50 Shades of Grey thing, I'm now reading that there's a good petition on there, which they're trying to get, help me with the name because I'm drawing a blank. Loki?
Tom Hiddleston?
They're trying to get Tom Hiddleston to star as Loki in a Loki solo movie.
Okay.
Do the producers really look at these things and go, oh, they don't want Affleck to play him? Okay, fire him.
Considering, I'm assuming, when Ben Affleck signed the paperwork to say, yes, I'll be Batman, there was probably a clause or two saying, and if you cancel me, you're still going to pay me X billion dollars.
Oh, God, a good example of that is Nicolas Cage still got paid for Superman.
Like, okay, if I worked in Hollywood, Nicolas Cage got that deal, that would be in all of my contracts from now on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to walk away and not get paid, so go ahead and choose somebody else, but you're still going to pay me this amount. So, come on.
Even if you don't make the movie.
So, yeah.
People got a lot of free time, pretty much, is what that story is.
Pretty much. Like, Matt Bomer wasn't my first choice, but I didn't start a change.org to say Ian Somerhalder should be Christian Grey, because he totally should be. And he even went on record saying that he wanted to be Christian Grey. So I thought it was a done deal.
Maybe you should go and start a petition.
I guess I should.
I know we have two more announcements, so we're going to get to when we come back, because we're at break time. So we'll be right back, and we've got a couple AMC announcements.
Yeah!
So we'll be right back.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
A new spin on the traditional comic book store. Hulk Comics is the place to buy all your new comics, graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Located at 4559 Queen Street in Niagara Falls, we have over 20,000 back issues, Wi-Fi, arcade, posters, DVDs, MTG, RPG games, board games, complete with 1,400 square feet of gaming tables and vintage arcade downstairs. Hulk Comics cares about you and your comic buying experience. That's why all of our comics are bagged and boarded. Whether you're a pull-list subscriber or just shop off the rack. Table rentals are now $5 for a full session of tabletop goodness. Bring your own game or play any of the available house games. Cards, dice, pawns, and pencils, everything you need for an evening of competitive social interaction, schemes and intrigue, luck, both good and bad included, and an awful lot of fun. At Pulp Comics, we have the fiction for your affliction.
All right, welcome back to this week's Geek News. Plenty of geek news coming your way this week. Matter of fact, we have two more announcements, both from AMC. One that
was... Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I will if you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, AMC has announced a Breaking Bad spinoff prequel, based around the character of lawyer Saul Goodman. Better Call Saul is the name of it, and we'll see Bob Odenkirk reprise his role as the crooked criminal lawyer in the one-hour show. The show will focus on the evolution of the character before he came to represent crystal meth kingpin Walter White. AMC did not say when production was due to start or when the show would air. I am so excited about this. It's unbelievable. Saul Goodman is one of those bus bench lawyers, and his tagline is Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Celino and Barnes of Albuquerque, no, if geez. You will. Anybody in Buffalo gets that reference. And so he takes the less fortunate, kind of shady cases and defends them. So it's going to be interesting to see that. Like, they, spoiler alert, they couldn't do a sequel after that, just because... Him representing Walter White has kind of taken over most of his caseload, shall we say. But seeing, like, how he got to where he is, it was kind of funny. A couple weeks ago, he showed up at the car wash that the Whites own and run, and Walt's son was working the cashier desk at the time, and he was, like, starstruck because Saul was there. He's like, "You're the guy from the billboard!" And it was just kind of funny because it's like, yeah, he's the guy that's laundering your father's $80 gajillion. But anyway, so I'm excited to see a Saul prequel. I would also like to see a Mike Ehrmantraut. No, what's his name?
In real life?
Yeah.
Jonathan Banks?
Jonathan Banks. Mike Ehrmantraut's character. I would like to see a prequel on that and see how he came to be where he was. Maybe he's got some connections with Saul, and we'll see that. That would be so cool. I want to see the background of, like, all of the Saul-related characters. I'll shut up about Breaking Bad now.
No, that's cool.
You're just glazing over, and I love this show so much.
You're excited
and
there's only about it.
Two left.
Someday I will catch up. In my spare time.
You really need to. I will put them all on your iPod so you can watch them whilst walking around at work or something. Oh, it's such a good show. I can't believe it's almost over.
Dude, it took me 7 years to watch Doctor Who. I can do it one day.
Oh, and then you gotta catch up on Mad Men.
Homework. All right, well...
So, Better Call Saul.
All right, if that wasn't enough...
It was enough for me. I'm done.
It was enough for you. Today, AMC announced that the network is in the initial stages of developing a companion series to its original drama series, The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Robert Kirkman, Gail Ann Hurd, and David Alpert are on board as executive producers. AMC Studios will produce. The companion series has a target on air date of 2015. Said Kirkman... After 10 years of writing the comic book series and being so close to the debut of our fourth, and in my opinion, best season of the TV series, I couldn't be more thrilled about getting the chance to create a new corner of the Walking Dead universe. The opportunity to make a show that isn't tethered by the events of the comic book and is truly a blank page has set my creativity racing. Now, the TV show now really doesn't have a whole lot to do with the comic book. It's got its own continuity, which, by the way, I love. So two Walking Dead shows. That's kind of exciting. Overkill, maybe, or...
I think they're cashing in on what is popular.
Yes.
But I like Robert Kirkman's storyline and storytelling. I don't read the comics, so I like what I'm seeing on the show. I have no complaints.
And then you won't have to hear me every 5 seconds going, in the book.
And you don't have to hear me say it if we don't watch True Blood. So
it even said it.
You're going to have to hear me say it when we watch 50 Shades of Grey. Sorry. And the Hunger Games.
It'll be interesting to see a different corner of America, like what's going on with this zombie thing, though.
My little rant just made me sound like I read a lot of books. I just read books that get moved into movies. Yeah. Yeah, so it will be interesting to see...
something outside of Atlanta, I guess.
Something outside of this. Because it's one of those things that's kind of in the back of your head the whole time. Like, there's got to be other people out there.
What if they did it like an international show, like England or Paris or something?
Oh, now I have, like, the 24 split screen in my head. So, like, it's just a bunch of... almost like a control center that's watching the world. And then we'll, like, focus in on one... this is me. I have nothing to do with the production of the show.
So that's exciting. You know what I was thinking about today? Do you remember last year, before season 3, they had the webisodes that took place at the... where did it take place again?
Atlanta? Wasn't it? At the CDC? Was it at the CDC?
No, it wasn't at the CDC. Rick Pitina from Nash Bridges was running a storage unit.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder if... I know it's a month away till season 4. I wonder if they have anything planned like that this year.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Oh, that'd be cool if they did.
Yeah.
Anyhow, there's your announcements and your stories for this week. And... I probably should have asked you this already, but do you have the box office ready?
I do not.
Well, let me get you the birthdays first, then, while you're looking that up. We've got some good birthdays that'll take place between the 16th and 22nd of this week. Celebrating a birthday on the 16th, we have Mickey Rourke from Iron Man 2 and The Expendables. We also have someone I used to have a crush on, Jennifer Tilly, who... it's still in Family Guy, I think, right?
Yeah, is the neighbor.
Yeah, and Amy Poehler.
I do love Amy Poehler.
Who doesn't? She's great. On the 17th, we have Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. And by the way, she still looks pretty good for being in her 60s.
Good on you, Elvira.
And Bryan Singer, who is directing the upcoming X-Men Days of Future Past. On September 18th, speaking of the X-Men, it's James Marsden's birthday, Cyclops. Also in a bunch of movies you made me go see that I didn't care for him in.
That's what I do.
And Jason Sudeikis, last seen in We're the Millers.
Oh, which we are in the middle of watching, and it is hilarious. Just saying.
Yep. On Thursday, we have Adam West. He's from a little show in the 60s called Batman. Also in The Happy Hooker Goes to Hollywood. That's a movie he actually was in.
And also in Family Guy.
Family Guy, yeah. It all comes back. Also, that's the birth date of Chuck, Zachary Levi, who will be in Thor, The Dark World. It's also happy birthday to Rex Smith, who was the original Daredevil actor in the trial of The Incredible Hulk.
Yes, he was.
And Rosemary Harris, do you know who that is, and do you know what her catchphrase was that you loved?
No and no.
She was Aunt May in the Spider-Man movies. Now give me the catchphrase.
You're not Superman, you know.
Thank you. Oh. On Friday the 20th, we have John Bernthal, who was Shane on The Walking Dead. Also, Gary Cole. Was he not Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch movies?
He was also Will Ferrell's dad in Talladega Nights.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yes.
Also, happy birthday to Moon Bloodgood from Falling Skies and Journeyman. And Kristen Johnson. Not the one we know.
Third Rock from the Sun, Kristen Johnson?
Yeah.
Not... Sawbeats, Kristen Johnson.
Well, she had Vonna Take a Lot in Austin Powers.
She was one of them, yeah.
Oh, God. On Saturday, Bill Murray. Stephen King, who's written a kajillion books, including Under the Dome.
And the sequel to The Shining that's coming out.
Yeah, I just was reading about that.
Thank you, Entertainment Weekly.
And Maggie Grace, who played Shannon on Lost. And last but not least, on Sunday, we have Scott Baio, Chachi,
You may know him as Chachi.
Laura Vandervoort, who played Supergirl. And Billy Piper, who played Rose Tyler on Doctor Who. You can catch her in the anniversary special coming out this November.
I probably will.
She's now my second favorite companion.
Second?
Well, you can't beat Amy Pond. Oh, you love Amy.
I'm a Rose Tyler fan, then Amy Pond. But that's because that's the order I saw them in. Saw them in the wrong order.
I'm digging Clara so far, too, though.
I am liking Clara.
Yeah.
For
sure. I'm just starting the Tenet year. We started the Tenet years 2 days ago, Diana and I. So Rose was still with him in the first year of his series, so we haven't gotten to Donna or Martha or anybody like that yet. I'll let you know what I think about them.
I didn't like Donna to begin with, but by the end I liked Donna. But that was because I came in with a prejudice because I didn't like her on The Office.
All right.
Just throwing that all out.
He had a million companions on his series. He had Captain Jack. He had Sarah Jane.
Yep.
From Tom Baker years. Canine. Anyhow, I'm off topic now.
We will do anything to talk Who. I'm not even going to lie.
And I'm a fairly new fan, which is scary. 50 years. How long have you been a fan? 3 months?
I started watching in May.
I remember doing the show with you here, and you were like, you gotta watch it. Like, maybe someday. I'm going backwards, so I've seen all the Matt Smiths. And
not to lie, the only reason I watched it is because I didn't have a job at the time. So it was just like, I'm gonna sit here and watch Doctor Who during the day. It was a pretty decent job. I highly recommend it if they're hiring.
Oh, that'd be a great job. Alright, so we've gotten off topic. Do you have the box office for us?
I will in a sec. For sure.
I think I was happy with what happened to the number one movie last week.
It's the only thing is, like, I look at it on my phone, and as soon as I get off of that tab, it resets, and I have to wait for it to load again. So I'm going to bring it up on my computer.
Computer.
In the meantime. So, since I have my computer right in front of me.
I don't even want to make a guess because I don't even know what came out last week. I forget.
Well, let's just say that the first two movies just came out this week.
All right.
The first one being Insidious Chapter 2. That made $40.3 million.
Wow, that's pretty good for September.
That's pretty good for a movie that didn't even have a good first movie. I wasn't a fan. I couldn't even get through it. I tried. I taped it off the movie network, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I could not get through it.
Okay.
I wouldn't give up on it. I would watch 15, 20 minutes of it and go, oh, this is horrible, and then, no, I can't do it anymore. And then, like, I'd go back the next day, and I'd try again. No, it's still bad. I don't think I have started a movie and tried to get into it as much as I did Insidious 1. Like, man, I just didn't want to give up.
More than a Man of Steel?
Man of Steel, I tried 3 times. Insidious, it was on the DVR for a couple of months.
I remember it being...
It was on the bottom.
I didn't know what it was. Like, oh, why are you watching this still?
I'm still trying. Like, because people kept telling me it was good. And I want to believe people. Why would they lie to me? I don't know. I still can't figure out why they lied to me. And then when I saw the preview for this, at Man of Steel? No. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was. It was Man of Steel when we saw it.
We saw the preview for that? And I was like, oh, this is like that crap movie. I said, oh, it's part two! sorry, Insidious, $40.3 million. I don't know why. So, number two was The Family.
De Niro.
That's the De Niro-Michelle Pfeiffer movie with Diana Agron from Glee.
Hubba hubba.
$14 million for that one this week.
All right.
Number three, Riddick.
Really?
Or Riddick.
Riddick.
Riddick. Number four, The Butler, hanging in there.
Wow.
The Butler now has domestically made $100 million.
Really?
Yeah. Number five, we just mentioned it, We're the Millers.
Still holding in there. How much has that made altogether?
$132 million.
That's pretty good for a comedy.
For a comedy, yeah. Number six, No Se Aceptan de los Venosinos. that Spanish movie that's hanging in there. Number 7, Planes with Dane Cook.
Wow.
Number 8, This Is Us. That's the One Direction movie.
That dropped, we weren't on last week, but that dropped from 1 to 6 last week, which was, I guess once the teenage girls had seen it, it was done, right?
Went back to school. So that made $2.47 million this week, and it's made $27 million in its 3 weeks of release.
Okay.
Elysium at number 9, and number 10, Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, hanging in there.
Really?
So, We're the Millers, Planes, Elysium, and Percy Jackson have all been on the chart for 6 weeks.
Okay.
With The Butler in for 5 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So either movies aren't coming out or they're not staying in the top 10.
Not really.
Now, this is only giving me the top 10 here on my computer. I do have the 1 billionth movie.
Yes!
Just give me a second because I just got to wait for it to load here. Unfortunately, it doesn't number them on my iPhone, but the last place movie this week was called Inceptors. INSPECTRES. In a world where ghosts, ghouls, and goblins are a commonplace, the inspectors are the only exterminators capable of eliminating these supernatural nuisances. It's the Ghostbusters of 2013, apparently.
All right.
So, I'm just looking really quick, and I am not recognizing a single name in this cast.
Ricky Schroeder.
Character actors that, like, oh, it's that guy from there. But this week, Inceptors made $71. they have made $2,000 overall. So good job, Inspectors gang. It was released on September 6th, and it was filmed in Bartonville in downtown Chicago, Illinois.
Huh.
Those are the facts I can give you on that one. So good job, Inspectors gang.
Cool.
Just going back up to see what's like the bottom big movie. Ooh. Really not seeing anything at the bottom of the list here. When you're gone, you're gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, you're coming up empty there, eh?
Before Midnight made $11,000 this week.
Oh, it's okay.
Grossed $8.1 million. And The Croods made $12,000 this week.
That's still on there?
And grossed $187.2 million overall.
And there's a second one coming out now they announced this week.
So,
Nick Cage got to eat.
Epic made $15,000 this week, and has grossed $107.5 million.
All right.
So, yeah. So a lot of movies on this list, though. Man of Steel. Oh, I just ruined the page. Now we'll never ever know. So yeah, that's our box office this week.
All right, excellent. Good work, K-Stu.
Yeah, try.
We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we've got that geek calendar coming your way. So stick around, folks.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, welcome back to this week's Geek News. And the lovely K-Stu will be giving you the Geek Calendar, where we tell you what to read, buy, listen to, watch.
Just do what we tell you. This is so difficult.
More important.
Clearly. So, right now, as we're taping this, and probably an hour after I put it up on the site, Under the Dome season finale is occurring.
It's been so good, too.
It has been pretty kick-ass, to the point where I almost want to read the book.
I heard the book's really different, though.
I'm in the middle of reading two other books. I really shouldn't be picking up a third. But yeah, I did hear that the book was different, and I really have a hard time reading Stephen King.
And we'll be back next year for season two.
Yeah, which I don't get. So it was kind of like, oh, that was a great idea. Guess what else we're going to do? So, because, like, the book ended.
The book only took place over a couple days, though. They said on the last episode it had been 2 weeks. It had
been a couple weeks, yeah.
So right there is a little different.
Yeah. And obviously, TV shows, movies, they're going to be different than the books. It's just going to happen.
It's a way of life.
So, anyway. And Tuesday, September 17th, we have some season premieres coming up. It's that time of year. It's the most wonderful time. Oh, we don't have the money for that. But season premiere time has started. So New Girl is back for season 3. So excited. Mindy Project for season 2. Love that show. I know you didn't really get into it.
I tried.
I wasn't a big fan of the first episode, but I love her so much that I'm like, I gotta give this another shot. And then I just fell in love. I really want you to watch it because the one doctor on there is such a Springsteen fan. Like, anytime you mention Springsteen, I hold the episode for Jay, and I'm like, just watch this one joke, it's funny.
I like the Seth Rogen episode.
Yeah. Like, I was telling my friend Tobin, I was like, you need to watch it. He's like, oh, is it really good? And I'm like, her, like, guest star of the week boyfriends, like, make the show even funnier, just to see who's gonna show up. Ryan from The Office. What?
Ed Helms.
Ed Helms, in a different episode from The Office. Yeah. Bill Hader was on the first episode. Seth Rogen showed up for an episode. Anders, and I don't know his last name, was like her recurring boyfriend near the end of the season. So, yeah, just it's been a fun ride. Cool. Everybody, come along. And then also the season premiere of the new show Dads with
Seth Green.
I had Scott Grimes stuck in my head, and that guy.
Confusing thing is, it's a Seth MacFarlane show starring Seth Green.
And Giovanni Ribisi and Martin Mull and that guy from Animal House.
Yes. Didn't write it down here, but it's also the premiere of the Andy Samberg police show. I can't remember.
Brooklyn 999. Something like that.
Yeah.
I know that you made the comment yesterday when you were setting up the DVR. I'll set this up for series recording, and it'll tape all 3 episodes that air. I don't have high hopes for that one.
Well, sorry, it's a comedy on Fox.
Yeah, well, so's Dad's, but so was New Girl and Mindy Project at one time. And look, they're already in their subsequent seasons.
Right.
So got some season premieres coming out on Tuesday. New on DVD, Arrow, the complete first season, so you can catch up before season 2 starts.
We highly recommend it.
And this is totally the potential for a binge-watching show that you can watch a whole season in a few days. It sucks you right in.
You don't have to be a comic book fan. Nope. We've got friends that didn't know it was a comic book show when they started watching Rose, for example. Just love the show.
I just love when things like that happen.
If you're a big comic book fan, though, there's a lot of nods to DC Comics on this show for you.
Watch it with a nerd like Jay, and you'll see it all.
I'll pause it and tell you what's going on. Ted Kord!
Yeah, it only takes us like 3 hours to get through an episode.
I'm just kidding, honey.
Also out on DVD, Adventure Time Volume 5, Jake the Dad. Jake and his babies. Bates Motel Season 1, which I wouldn't mind getting into. I don't even know if Netflix has picked it up, but that's probably where I'll catch it if it comes on.
Right.
Because I won't watch it on DVD. I won't take the time to go and put a DVD into the player. I will watch it on Netflix. Even if I own it on DVD. Like, I will take up my bandwidth and stream it rather than putting in a DVD. That is the height of laziness.
Kind of.
Grimm Season 2. Oh my god, I got to catch up on that. I am behind a whole season now.
Oh, no. We saw 4 episodes of Season 2. We only need to watch, like, 19 episodes.
And it's a good show!
I know, I loved it, but there was just too much.
Yeah.
We won't erase it. We'll watch it someday.
Also on DVD, this is a big DVD day.
It is, actually.
World War Z, for you Canadians. The rest of the world, World War Z.
Now, we didn't do an official review. We saw it, and it was alright.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was entertaining.
The next Doctor Who is in it, so yep. I recommend it right there. And he plays a WHO doctor. What?
Yeah, it's Brad Pitt's biggest hit, if you can believe
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Bigger than Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it did well internationally, so they just started talking about a sequel this week. Someday we'll do an official review. It was entertaining. I'll give it that.
It was good. We'll do it on a zombie show.
Halloween's coming up.
Also, Sophia the First, Ready to Be a Princess. Is that the movie that the kid
it
deleted?
It could be. I'm not sure.
So it was on TV. I taped it. My daughter watched it and then deleted it because she was done watching it. I never got to see the finished product, the end of the movie. I will not let her forget that.
Not even during interviews with celebrities.
True. I will throw her right under that bus. I don't care. And if you don't know what we're talking about, please go back and listen to our interview.
With John Rothbowie.
There we go. Who had a voice in an episode of Sophia the First. Got very excited.
It all
that.
Ties in together,
it
folks.
Does. It's not like, hey, you want to hear what a jerk my daughter is? No, it actually like did tie in. And also on DVD, Doctor Who The Ice Warriors featuring Patrick Troughton as Doctor Number Two. And also Doctor Who Scream of the Shulka. It's an animated feature from 2003 starring Richard E. Grant as the voice of the Doctor.
Now, here's what I read about this one. This is obviously...
That's the guy from Hudson Hawk, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is obviously before the big revival in 2005.
Yeah.
At that point, there hadn't been a new Doctor Who since 96.
Okay.
I guess they were trying to establish a new series as far back as 2003. And I guess they were pushing for Richard E. Grant to be Doctor Number Nine.
That would have been kind of cool.
So as we know, 2 years after that, we got the Christopher Eccleston season.
Which I'm not complaining about at all, but Richard E. Grant would have been a good doctor.
And he's come back on the show recently on season 7 as a villain.
For sure.
So that's something interesting to maybe check out.
So then Wednesday, okay, so those are all the DVDs coming out on Tuesday.
That's a lot.
Excuse me. Wednesday, September 18th, we have new comics. So what do we have going on?
Well, guess what? Villains Month is still continuing with those lovely covers that make you sick if you look at them too long.
Oh, poor Hacksaw Jenny.
I sympathize with her, man. It happened to me, too.
Well, Hacksaw Jenny, for those of you who followed along, she has actually moved out west, and she's living in Vancouver, I want to say?
Yeah.
And she works in a comic book store. She's living the dream. Not even going to lie. I'm not making fun of her at all. But... with 1,001 lenticular covers coming out, she got a little seasick. It sounds from the sounds of
they're,
it.
They're cool looking covers, but if you look at them too long. So, Villain Month is continuing. We have Batman 23.3 featuring the Penguin. By the way, I hate to go off on a tangent. Paul Williams, the little creepy actor.
Yeah.
I just realized this week he was the voice of the Penguin on Batman the Animated Series in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Because he kind of looks like the Penguin.
Yeah, he's gross.
So anyway. That's out. Uncanny X-Men 12, which is actually part of the Battle of the Atom crossover throughout the X-Men series. It's pretty decent, actually, that Battle of the Atom. We reviewed it, Don and I, last week. I have to plug it. The Superior Spider-Man 18 featuring Spider-Man 2099. I can't say enough about this series. Hate to go off on an off topic
you
again.
You love going off topic. I don't even know why you're saying that.
Diana Reed's Nova.
Yep.
And Nova was fighting Superior Spider-Man, and I had to explain to her, like, why it wasn't Peter Parker. Because they explained at the beginning of the story, Doc Ock has switched brains with Spider-Man. When did that happen, Daddy? Like, I had to tell her the whole story. Also, Infinity Issue 3. Infinity is the big Marvel crossover event currently going on, which I almost didn't buy because Age of Ultron ruined everything, but it's pretty decent so far. Daredevil 31 featuring the return of the Jester. More Villains Month goodness. We have Justice League 23.3 Dial E. Batman and Robin 23.3 Ra's al Ghul. Then we have New Avengers number 10, which is a crossover with Infinity. We have the Lex Luthor Villains Month comic, the Scarecrow Villains Month comic, Black Hand from Green Lantern. That could be interesting. He was the dude behind Blackest Night a few years ago. Arcane for you Swamp Thing fans. Wonder Woman 23.1, the Cheetah.
I might have to get that one.
I'm not familiar with her New 52 origins. Flash 23.3, The Rogues, Justice League 23.3, The Shadow Thief. There's a lot of them, by the way. Sorry.
Justice League, sorry, was
7.3. 7.3.
Superman was 23.3. Hell.
Hell. We had
Hell.
Hell, H-E-L.
H apostrophe E-L.
Oh, I don't know if he's from Krypton. I stopped reading Superman a while ago, so.
That's just fun to say.
Secret Avengers number 9. Thunderbolts 15. X-Men Legacy 17. From Image Comics, Zero number 1.
Edward Zero is the perfect execution machine.
Ooh.
We have Justice League Dark 23.2 Eclipso. It just sounds like he's going to make music when he, like, slashes you.
No, that's Calypso.
Oh, my bad.
There was a Calypso in the comics.
Teen Titans 23.2 Deathstroke. Savage Wolverine number 8. Ultimate Comics X-Men number 31, World War X Continues.
Ooh.
Is it World War X or is it World War 10? I get confused.
I don't know.
Superior Carnage number 3, It's Alive, The Wizard Finally Unveils Carnage's Brand New Look.
Wow.
Venom number 41.
That's actually ending in November.
I just like this one, The Bounce number 5, and then the tagline under it is, The Bounce Can't Catch a Break, Even on a Date.
I thought his name was Jasper. It's Japser. Japser Jenkins.
That's funny. I wonder if that's a typo.
Maybe.
Batman 66, number 3.
You actually got a kick out of the first issue.
I got to read number 2. Fables, number 133. I'm just sad because I'm at, like, 40. I'm going to lap. There's going to be 100 issues that I haven't read. Yeah. Adventure Time, number 20, from Boom Studios. Conan the Barbarian, number 20. Mind the Gap, number 14. Wolverine Max, number 11. Logan has reached Las Vegas, but he isn't there for the glitz and glamour. What else we got? Batman Beyond, Universe, number 2. The X-Files, season 10, number 4. Bravest Warriors, number 12.
And that's actually a fun read when I read that with the kid. Like, it's a cute little...
You had Dawson's Creek reference in the synopsis.
Oh, okay.
What else we got here? We got Arrow number 11 from DC Comics.
Ghostbusters 7. Oh, geez, look at the one underneath it.
Kiss Me Satan number 1. Okay.
It's a cute little romantic comic.
Yeah. Number Cruncher number 3.
That sounds interesting.
The Lone Ranger, number 18.
Doctor Who, 13, man. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, New Animated Adventures, 3.
The Shadow, annual number 2013. Dark Shadows, number 20.
Oh, Doctor Who Classic Series 5, number 4. Looks like it's the Sylvester Mann Doctor. Doctor 6, I believe.
And then what else do we have here? Star Wars, Dark Times, A Spark Remains, number 3. The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror, number 19.
And Transformers Regeneration 1-0. So, those are your comics. Run out to your local comic book stores. Give them your love and money and support.
Do it. And then Friday, September 20th, the season premiere of Neighbors. That's the Aliens one, right?
Yep.
Why is it moving to Friday?
I don't know. The death slot.
Darn it.
I guess that's where Hawaii 5-0 is moving later, too.
Yikes. So that's what we got here.
That was everything?
It said movie premiere, but then there was nothing written under it, so.
Oh, okay.
I got nothing.
All right, well, that's your geek calendar for the week. Make sure you check us out on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Check our Pinterest.
Movie release I have Prisoners is possibly coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I meant to write. It's the Hugh Jackman with a beard movie.
Oh, okay.
With Gyllenhaal. All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody. We got some great features coming out this week, so stick around. You'll be glad you did.
Now that summer's over, we're going to get back to posting as regularly as possible.
We'll do our best. So thanks for listening. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week here live from the Geek Studio. Have a good week.
Live-ish. We tape
live-ish.
It. We tape it, and then I put it up.
Yes. We record live in front of a studio audience.
That's only when Katie's here.
All
right. All righty.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.